The upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Well played, Mike Vaughn. Well played. We got to let that run just for a minute, you know. Just for a little bit, just so he gets it apart. Let me tell you about our friends at Empire Homes. Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton. Just a few miles from I-85, a few miles from downtown Clemson, downtown Pendleton. Right there at Pendleton High School. It's a great builder, 1,800 to 3,400 square feet, one to two stories, starting in the mid-300s, depending on the model. You can either build custom or you can move into one that's ready to move in. Schedule a visit. Chat with somebody there. EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Go ahead and crank this up, man. If Eric McClain doesn't roll up to the ACC huddle set, just bumping this on his phone. Really, this would be like if it was 25 years ago, you would have a boombox and you would just roll up with the boombox, or maybe even have two different people rolling up with boomboxes playing the song when Eric McClain heads to the ACC huddle set. He's a very good friend. He joins us right now. Eric McClain, let's go.
Let's go, baby. Better yet, it's 2025 and I have my turtle box that I have sitting on my shoulder walking up the set. I don't know if they sponsor me or not, but that was a fun little plug there.
Oh, man. See, now I've got the great image. Now I've got the great image of Eric McClain wearing some very dark sunglasses and just rolling up there like he owns it. That's what we love.
That's just a regular Saturday.
You know, I want to talk about a very regular Friday where Clemson's an underdog in a game against Louisville. And I think probably we've all run the gamut, right? We thought Clemson's going to lose this game by 24. And then I feel like there's been some optimistic moments in this matchup. First things first, where are you in the Eric McClain journey of Clemson football alum watching Clemson play?
For this game or in general?
Let's do general first.
We beat Florida State. All is well. I could care less. I work with a bunch of Noles. I own them again for another 365, which is great. I get to talk trash, you know, every Monday to my boy EJ Manuel. So I'm good, man. You know, the silver lining coming down the track is, you know, those chickens, because I live in Columbia. So as long as we get that done, this has been a great season for me.
Yeah, you know, I can appreciate that, you know. And beating Florida State's never a bad thing. Now, I will say, you turn on the tape, there's some stuff that Florida State didn't, that they didn't take advantage of.
Hey, we don't have to talk about that.
Listen, but here's what I said on Monday, and I want to know if your thoughts on this. I said it was about time for a team to show up and not play its best game at Clemson. Troy, Syracuse, SMU, Duke, they all showed up and looked like the freaking Green Bay Packers in Memorial Stadium. It was about time for somebody to look fallible. And you know what? I don't think that's a bad way to look at this game, right or wrong.
Yeah, I think that FSU got that out of the way week one. They used that perfect game against Bama. No one can explain it to this day. It's you got to have faith because you can't prove it, right? Like, there's nothing you can do to prove it. You just have to have faith that it actually happened and that was the same Florida State team, because it makes no sense. So you're right. They used all that mojo. Clemson got it done. And what a scene, too. You know, it's funny. I had some people, you know, kind of saying, oh, are Clemson fans going to show up? And you think they're still – and I said, yeah, they're going to be there. What do you mean? It's Florida State. It's Clemson. It's a night game. That place was packed. It was loud. It was fun, obviously, because you're winning a football game. So, first and foremost, I want to give a huge shout-out and congratulations to the Clemson family doing their part and just never leaving a doubt. And then those guys, you know, on the field playing to a nice level there. I thought that, you know, Cade had a great game. You know, since October 1, he's just been a different guy. And that's, you know, I'm trying to be in the moment, because is that frustrating for the whole year? Yes. Is it cool to see this team finish maybe? Yes, as well. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Got the huge dub, like I said, over Florida State, and that's always a really important thing.
He's had one turnover in four games. And that's remarkable. Yeah. Like the O-line's playing back. I mean, you got when you watch the tape of like SMU and things are just. I mean, I just felt like you wanted to end it all right there, buddy. It hurt me to watch you. It just feels like a totally different vibe right now because of what they've been putting on film offensively. And you got to think that you're basically watching a different team than the one that you watched a month ago.
Yeah, and that's I guess the biggest frustrating thing. And again, I think that, you know, at this point, Kwok, you and I are looking at this season very differently than we did 5 months ago and from right. an expectation from, and really even maybe a month ago, because it was full of disappointment and sadness and anger and maybe this and that, where it is now of just show me what you got, fight for that Paul, man, fight for each other. And, you know, let's not be a laughing stock, you know, and make something out of nothing here. So, you know, can this team still fight and go bowling? Sure. And that'll salvage some things, but I think my whole mindset has just completely shifted on this team and where, you know, things stand today. And I think that's been a little bit of a positive because it's, you know, you're just watching ball at the end of the day.
Eric Macklin joining us of ACC Network and ESPN fame. Jump along for the ride with ACC Huddle on Saturday morning. Can't wait to watch that for Pittsburgh. That's a great one. We're going to talk about that in a second. Let me ask you this one about Louisville. I'm worried about – I should be worried about Chris Bell because the best receiver on every team gets 100 yards against Clemson. I'm worried about Colin Lacy against whoever's in the slot. Am I right to be curious about how Louisville's going to find ways to get not just Bell the rock, but to give Lacy the rock in this game?
No, I think 100%. And especially when you see, you know, just how they were able to use both of those guys against Miami very quickly, getting the ball out, you know, not allowing any type of pass rush to be relevant, quick hitting things of that nature. And then the receivers do the rest. Now, what will be interesting is Clemson's linebackers, I thought, specifically Sammy Brown, had their best game by far last week. I mean, they were flying all over the field, making plays that I expected to see, you know, all year long. I thought they were at their best. And so is that growth? Was that opponent? Certainly going to need it this game, not only for the outside run that Louisville loves to do, but also the quick hitting passes. Get a guy down. You've got to get them down. You've got to tackle them because both those guys will be able to do that. Now, with that said, if they aren't able to complete quick passes or get the ball out, I don't know if Miller Moss can throw the ball downfield right now. It has been the most bizarre thing to see this guy, how inconsistent he has been when Louisville's at the tippy top, and I'm talking playoff potential, to fall off a cliff and just not be able to complete a ball more than 10 yards down the field. So I'm fascinated, man, just to see, you know, how do they attack them? You know, obviously Isaac Brown, who Clemson fans know very well, you know, introduced himself to Clemson last year, is out. He's not able to go. They have a couple of guys behind him that, again, are hit or miss how they play. But, you know, just the offensive attack that we see from Louisville, what the game plan is going to be, to me, is going to be very fascinating.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see it. It's going to be a great matchup, and from a betting perspective, I wouldn't go anywhere near it. I want to ask you about this from the perspective of the league, okay? Visiting with Eric Macklin here on the program. What could the ACC just go 1 week without stabbing itself repeatedly? Like, it feels like the ACC just, you know, like you gave such an eloquent, full-throated defense of the league. How dare they? And then everybody you said nice things about basically wet their pants. Like, you had to feel so professionally betrayed by the entire conference. I wonder if you have thoughts on that.
Yeah, it wasn't they didn't wet their pants. They took a machete and just chopped my legs off. I mean, that's what they did. And just made me look like an absolute idiot for ever saying a thing about them. And that's frustrating, right? Obviously, from a career standpoint, you know, because you watch tape and you know what you know. But there is a time, Kwok, where maybe knowing too much is a bad thing. Maybe knowing too many tendencies is a bad thing because this league does not play by those rules. This league does the opposite of what it's supposed to, of what you think is going to happen. And golly, it's as frustrating as, you know, just all get out there. And then even from the individual school perspective, I mean, Miami, Louisville, SMU this year, you know, we'll see Pittsburgh. I mean, certainly earlier in the season, and think of the situation they could be in. Georgia Tech, I mean, just time after time, a school can rise up in Virginia, be it a particular place to secure first place, to be the light of the league, and then just hand it away and give it away. And you're just like, what is going on? So this week it should not be as spooky of a week. We'll see. I mean, certainly the league, I wouldn't put anything past it. But next week we're really going to start to find out who are those top two teams. We have some crossover games, some fun games in regards to people that are tied for that first spot that eventually are going to get bounced out of this race.
There are four teams with 14.3% odds or better to win the league, in according to ESPN's FPI. Georgia Tech is a fairly significant favorite, 34.7. You have SMU at 18.9, Virginia at 14.3. The team I want to focus on is Duke, because how dare you? Don't be a contender for this conference and then just go, and again, just wet your pants against Illinois and UConn and lose three non-conference games. Why is Duke doing it? It's like Duke could just bow out gracefully, but they just won't. They won't go away and just let some real teams with real opportunities have this one.
If Duke had any honor at all, they would not forfeit this game because we need them to look strong. They would give the ball away on purpose. They would not score touchdowns. They would make Virginia look like the strongest team possible. I mean, and that's, it's crazy. I was going to make like a joking threat, but we just saw people in Louisville get arrested for that. So I'm not.
Don't do that. Yeah, Clemson man Darian tacked Minster, on to know. Texas you man know indictment. I mean? You don't need that. Yeah. You don't need that on your record.
We don't want any parts
right
of
now.
That. Yeah, but if someone wants to take a walk somewhere and not be seen for a couple days, maybe somebody up in Duke, as they play Virginia. But it is so baffling, man, and that's my code blue. Funny enough, the Blue Devils, if they win out and are in this ACC championship game and somehow find a way to win the ACC championship, the ACC as a conference will be left out of this college football playoff. And maybe that some people are perking their ears up and say, whoa, what do you mean? They have an automatic bid. No, they don't. No conference has an automatic bid. The way that it is written are the top five highest ranked conference champions. That's any conference in the world. Anybody that's rated the highest. A four-loss Duke team will not be rated higher than a one-loss conference champ JMU, will not be higher than a two-loss conference champ USF. And so that, to me, man, is Armageddon, worst of the worst. When I think about it, I go to a super dark place, and I don't like it.
Can I give you an out? I'm going to give you – I'll give you two outs. I'll give you two outs, okay? Out number one is Miami, because if Miami's 10-2 with wins over NC State, Virginia Tech, and at Pitt, they're probably not going to go to the conference championship game. So they would just be sitting with a 10-2 record when all these conference championships games happen. They only need to go up like four spots. Somebody's got to lose these, like an SEC and Big Ten, somebody's got to lose these games so they could get up in the top 10-11 and get an at-large spot. The other one is Georgia Tech. If Georgia Tech goes 11-1 and loses to Duke, okay, this would be a very specific needle we have to thread here. They went out, they beat Georgia and lose to Duke in a rematch, a revenge game for Duke, then doesn't Georgia Tech get in with an 11-1 and maybe they're the representative?
If they beat Georgia, then yes, I agree. That's okay. Very possible. But when I look at these rankings and I see that Miami, just to kind of poke holes in your little thought here, which I don't think it's wrong. I just don't think we'll get credit for it. The committee was like, oh, crap, we put them way too low. Let's magically bump them up three spots for no reason this week. Great. A little bit of a reset there. I agree. But they're at 15 right now. They would have to miraculously get to number 10, not 11. Not 12. They would have to go up five spots with nothing left on their resume. I mean, maybe Pitt. If Pitt beats Notre Dame, then maybe. That's a nice booster that you could see them fly up. Because you're right. I think Texas loses this weekend. I think Oklahoma loses this weekend. I don't know why Utah or Vanderbilt are ahead of them. So, right with all of that, there's some opportunity. But I know how this committee looks at the ACC. I do not appreciate it. I do not like it. And quite frankly, are we that confident that Miami can win in November? I don't think I am.
No. They're for sure going to lose to it. Pitt, I think Pitt's going to win out. And I hate to say that because I really want Georgia Tech to go 11-1. I think Pitt, what's the Pitt money line? Plus 380 on FanDuel?
Yeah.
I think Pitt beats Notre Dame tomorrow. Am I crazy? Or Saturday.
No, I love that. I love that. I just would be called a homer if I say that. But I think you look at who Notre Dame's played, which is nobody. Now, you could say the same thing about Pitt.
Pitt has been extra nobody.
Yeah, I mean, since you've made the change at quarterback, it's a totally different team. And historically, we know how Pitt plays. They're going to try to take away the run. And if they're able to do that, man, look out. It could be really interesting, like you said.
Time for maybe one more with Eric McLean. All right, in your mind, Eric McLean, we have three weeks left in the season. Who's going to actually win the ACC? We're talking about all these dire scenarios. Who's actually going to win?
Georgia Tech. And I think they'll be like a 5 seed. I think they beat Georgia. I think they win the ACC, and they're the number 5 team in the country.
That would be the easiest. That would just be the easiest, nicest way to do it. It takes it out of the committee's hands entirely.
Can I tell you how happy my heart would be, how good I would feel, and how much business I'd be able to stand on if that happens?
Dude, I love it so much. I love it so much. And you know, most of the facts
said,
and children's
absolutely
chagrin,
won't
go
happen.
Ahead.
It will not happen. It will not happen. So
because
you know,
it's
that's
too
my
clean
bad
and
for,
easy.
Yeah, it's too clean and easy. My bad. This isn't Clemson. 15 to 20 here. That's my bad. That's my bad.
You know what? Georgia Tech, same gauntlet. They're just going to run it. Get to the end.
Hey, can I have a guest appearance from Kelly Gramlich real quick? Can she say hello to everybody?
Yeah, Kelly. What?
Hi, Clark. Hello.
What the heck?
I texted you the other day and didn't respond. So
what did you?
That's my bad.
What did you text me?
Awkward. Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. That's on me.
Wait a minute. I did.
Should have checked with you first.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
About it. He's saying he did text you back, KG.
Wait a minute. When did I? Oh, my God. Yes. I didn't even see this. Kelly, I didn't even see this.
Okay.
I swear on my life I never saw this video.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's on him.
No.
He said he'll get back to you.
Kelly. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's on Quark.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I had to end the interview. I thought we were having a great interview. That's my bad.
Oh, Mac. I feel terrible. I swear. Listen, I don't know what happened. I swear, I don't know what happened, but I've never seen that video before in my life. But I'll be watching during the break.
Well, now you're
going to get a text me during the break. Oh, my God. Thanks, Mac.
You're the best, Clark.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for your time. Yeah, that's on me.
Thanks,
that's
buddy.
On me.
Let's go. Eric McLean. ACC Huddle, 10 a.m. on Saturday. Oh, my God. All right, let's take a break. Hour 3 continues. We're going to run through our pick'em games and some of my thoughts. 654 Roar, you want to get in? We're live at A&PM Farms Butchery and Market. Here in Fountain Inn, back for more after this.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain, Roto-Rooter.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-656-1551. That's 800-656-1551.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, TheRoarFM.com/listen.
You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, I truly am trying to figure out how that slipped through the cracks. I've never been more thoroughly called out on the air than that. That was really professionally challenging. That was a professionally challenging moment there for Kelly Gramlich, one of my dear friends. And I swear I'd never seen that video. It was a video of Jacob, her son. She sent it to me at 8:40 yesterday morning. And it's basically he likes baseball. So he's just talking about baseball. And it was for me because obviously, I mean, duh, of course, that's for me. And lo and behold, 30 hours later, no response. That was great. honestly, she had the bully pulpit, and she used it. She leveraged it quite well. Let me tell you about our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. TigerSports.com is the website. That is the place to go. Ben Milstead talks all the time about go to Tiger Sports Shop, see what you want, and then make sure they have it in the store. Go buy it in the store. That's just genius. I'm looking at some of the Nike bestsellers here. They've got some Clemson baseball hats in all kinds of colors and varieties here. They have a neat – I just – Cope, I want you to see this one. It's a sort of a three-tone deal with the purple C, orange outline, baseball C, purple back, and the orange bill right there. That's great. Oh, Cope said it's the Clemson version of a Montreal Expos hat. You stop it right now. That's great, though. Speaking of old school, they have a women's oversized, like, sweatshirt, like a just a pure sweatshirt. It is really cool. Never seen that before. They have a block C hoodie, a hooded tee, like a sort of light hooded tee with like a 3D block C on it. There's some great stuff. Again, I just went to the website. I go to the website about once a week and just look. And I've never seen some of this stuff, and it is awesome. Fill out your Christmas list at Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. And, of course, always open at TigerSports.com. I want to hit you with something that happened yesterday. Oh, you know, I need to get to this text. I need to get to text before I do that. Text from this is E-Dub. Text says, okay, Quawk, I was really intrigued with your Pitt money line suggestion against Notre Dame until I just heard what old Narduzzi said about the game when asked if it was a must-win yesterday. The way he elaborated is cause for concern that he even cares about this game. E-Dub, I think this is brilliant 4D chess by Pat Narduzzi. And if you missed it, here's what Pat Narduzzi said, okay? It's a couple days ago. Pat Narduzzi said, he was asked, is this a must-win? He said, quote, absolutely not. It's not an ACC game. Glad you brought that up. I'd gladly get beat by 103 or 110-10 in that game. They could put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two. Again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can. Now, that is shocking and appalling, okay? That is shocking and appalling that you would say that. Here's why Pat Narduzzi is saying that, though. Pat Narduzzi is saying that because it's not a must-win. His team is 7-2. Where are they in the rankings right now? I got to pull this up again. Where are they in the rankings? 24? 22? 20? They're not making the playoff. Even at 10-2, they're not making the playoff. Pitt's 22 in a rank. They're not making the playoff, okay? They're not making the playoff. They are behind 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You just punt the Notre Dame game? No, absolutely not. That there are people who are pretending that Pat Narduzzi answered a different question than the one that he was asked. What Pat Narduzzi was asked is this a must-win? Now, did he overstate that? Yeah, he did. Typical Pat Narduzzi fashion. He probably shouldn't have said that. But he did say he wants his team to play hard. He did say he wants his team to... You know, he wants his team to compete. He said he want to win as many games as possible. But he also knows that the best path forward for Pittsburgh is to win their last two games their last two league games against Georgia Tech and Miami and play for the ACC championship game. That's what he's saying. He did not answer a question that says, hey, are you guys going to care about Notre Dame? And he's like, absolutely not. Because that's what I feel like people are saying that he said. That's not what he said. He answered a question that was specifically about, is this a must-win? And he said, no, it is not a must-win. I think it's one of the tougher finishing schedules in the country, what Pittsburgh has right now. They're sitting at 7-2, and their last three games are Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. The Georgia Tech game is on the road. Those are three top 20 teams that they are facing, number 9, number 16, and number 15. I don't know anybody that's playing three top 16 teams like that. So That I'm not concerned about that, E-Dub. Look, if you want to say it means that Pitt's either going to play the best game they've ever played or they're going to get smoked, I'm okay with that. If you're not sure, I think there's not as much to it as what people are making. I wish you wouldn't have said it. I think it is a complicating factor in a season full of complicating factors. Text from 864 says, if you're trying to get in the playoffs, losses hurt, not help, got to win them all. Doesn't matter. Now, the one thing that you could do if you're Pittsburgh is if you lose this game to Notre Dame, you fall out of the rankings, then you're worried about maybe not being one of the five highest-ranked conference champions. But I really think only Duke is in danger of doing that. If Pittsburgh is able to get in winning the conference, then they're doing it on the back of three wins in conference games, two at the end of the season and one in the conference championship game. That's not going to matter against Notre Dame. I would also argue that if they beat Notre Dame this week, and this is the point that Narduzzi's making here, if they beat Notre Dame this week and then lose next week to Georgia Tech, they're done. If they lose to Notre Dame this week and beat Georgia Tech next week, they're not done. And that's why Pat Narduzzi said what he said. Again, I'll say it again just so people are clear. Pat Narduzzi did not say, we're not going to care about Notre Dame. He did say, if it meant that we could win the league, if you said we're going to win the league but we lose 110-10 in this game, I'll take it. And that is exactly the correct response. Exactly the correct response that he should have right there. E-Dub also says, funny, I came across that immediately after you mentioned it, but you got me back. 100 on the money line. Let's look at our pick'em contest, by the way. Our pick'em contest has Pitt 9-3. Walt has Notre Dame. Morgan has Notre Dame. Faxon has Notre Dame. Here's why I took Pittsburgh. I said Pittsburgh money line. I didn't start thinking Pittsburgh money line in this game. I started thinking 10.5 means 34-24 gets me home, okay? And what's fascinating about this game is Notre Dame, since they're – people are like, oh, Notre Dame's played seven straight. They won seven straight games. They have beaten no one. It is a collection of zeros that Notre Dame has beaten. Zeros. The only team that they've beaten of any consequence in their last seven is Southern Cal, and they beat them in the rain at home by 10 in very favorable weather conditions for the way Notre Dame wants to play and unfavorable conditions for the way that Southern Cal wants to play. Now, you could also say that Pittsburgh, since they changed quarterbacks, has played a bunch of zeros, and you would be right about that. I like Mason Heinschel. And I think C.J. Carr has been underrated. I think he's been a pleasant surprise with the way that he's played this year, especially after the way they were talking about him in August, where they were wondering if he was even the best quarterback in camp at Notre Dame. But C.J. Carr has been real good. I just think Pitt – I think Pitt gets after quarterbacks. I think they can make you feel silly for some turnovers. I'm saying Pitt money line because I think it's a good spot to take a swing. I'm for sure taking Pitt plus 12.5 in the dock, okay? And I'm definitely taking Pitt plus 10.5 in the contest. Go ahead and get Reggie queued up, Mike. That, sir, is a pick.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
The other one above that in our picks contest is Minnesota-Oregon. It's a 7-5 split Minnesota and Oregon. I'm taking Minnesota just because it's a lot of points at 24.5, and I don't know how healthy Oregon's receivers are. I just don't know how healthy their receivers are. This is a 9 o'clock game tomorrow night. We'll be watching this and keeping you updated on the second half in studio with Fifth Quarter Show. Donnell and I will have eyes on the second half of this game. Go ahead, Mike.
So far, you and I are 2-for-2 here. We're in agreement.
Okay. In fact, I want to see – let me see. We are the same on 9 of 10, Mike.
Hey, that's
going to – 9 of 10.
That may bode well for you, Qualk. I've been on a little hot streak.
You've been on a little hot streak. 60-49 right now. Are you winning? I think you're winning the league right
now.
How
crazy
is
that?
Winning the contest right now. I mean, I'm good to be in the company of Mike Vaughn on this one.
I mean, while Will Clanton led for so long, and he had to give it up for at least a week, right?
It was a rough. He had a rough last week. Rough last week for Sir Clanton. Why? Let me ask you: why Minnesota? Why Pittsburgh? While we're on those two games,
Pittsburgh, too many points. I don't think Notre Dame can carry that into Pitt and come out with an 11-point win there. So that's why I went Pitt. Really, for me, the Minnesota-Oregon game is a toss-up, but that's a lot of points. 24.5. I mean, and plus, my mother-in-law is a Golden Gophers fan, so there you go.
Fantastic, man. I love it. I love where your head's at there. Oklahoma, Alabama is another one we're very split on. 6-6, in fact, right down the middle. Alabama and Oklahoma. This is a tough number. It's 6.5. Alabama favorite in this game. You like Alabama, Mike? Tell us why.
I do like Alabama. I'm pulling for Oklahoma, but sometimes I do this quark where I want to set myself up to be happy either way. If I lose this pick, that's okay, because then Brent and maybe I get to hear more of Dabo's impersonations of Coach Venables. So that's kind of how I end up on this one. I picked Alabama, but I'm secretly pulling for Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably going to pull for Oklahoma too. I think their offense is still kind of a mess. I don't trust it. I do trust Alabama. Alabama's earned it since the Florida State loss. They're pretty impressive. The one game we're different on, Mike, is Navy and USF. You're taking 8.5 with Navy, man. You might be right, but tell us why.
I won the pick. North Texas against Navy. I went with North Texas on that one against all odds and pulled that one out. But for some reason, I'm a little sympathetic to Navy this week.
I think Navy did what Notre Dame and Pittsburgh did, that they beat all the bad teams on their schedule, and now they're starting to play the good teams, and they just can't hang. They lost by 14 at North Texas, who got smoked by USF. They lost by 39 last week at Notre Dame. Now they got to play USF before Memphis. I just think their easy start is going to lead to a rough finish when they have to run this gauntlet. And so, I'm going to lay the points with USF. I'm not sure Navy can stop Byron Brown. We'll do one more before we take our final break here. Virginia Duke. I changed this pick multiple times. Virginia 7-5 in our contest. You and I are both on Duke. Why did you lay the points with Duke this week, Mike?
I'm not sure why I picked Duke on this one. Something about them being home. Virginia's had a great run this season, but I don't know if the Wahoos are going to be able to pull this one out.
You know, after the deadline this morning, I looked at some spreads, and the line in this game had been bet down from 6.5 to 4.5, and I wondered if somebody got word that Chandler Morris was out of protocol and playing. Really, the only reason I took Duke is because I didn't know Chandler Morris's status for this week. Virginia scored 9 points in a game where Chandler Morris didn't play. If Chandler Morris doesn't play, Virginia's not winning, and they're not going to cover this number. If Chandler Morris plays, they may win the game. But it's just it's a tricky spot, and so based on the information at the time, I was going to lay him with Duke. But I don't feel great about it, would not recommend it, and probably would very much like to stay away. We'll do the back half of our Pick'em contest when we return live to AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Come by and see us. Still a couple of these gift cards to hand out. If you come in here and make a purchase and say you heard about us here on The Roar, folks have been doing that today, you can walk away with a $20 gift card courtesy of AMPM Farms. Final segment of the program is up next. Don't go anywhere.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Kwok here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's the name everybody.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Wow.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week. That is a beautiful thing, boys and girls. Yeah, we're going to be on tomorrow, 1:30 to 4:30, with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live in studio. I'll be in studio. Ashby Mixon will be in studio. Will Vannevort will be live from Louisville. So we'll get you ready for kickoff of that one for 3 hours, 1:30 to 4:30. I told you about my underdog plays for tomorrow. Here are my underdog plays for tonight. Drake May. There is no better way to enjoy an NFL Thursday night game than Drake May. Underdog is a wonderful place to play daily fantasy, especially when you could just hammer the crap out of Drake May's numbers. 239.5 passing, just go higher than that. He's gone higher than that four of his last five games. Give me multiple passing touchdowns. His pass touchdown number is 1.5. Higher than 1.5 pass touchdowns, guess what? He's done that in five straight games. I mean, unless the Jets are going to somehow get a pulse, which, I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice if every single game wasn't a walkover. Then maybe Drake May doesn't hit these numbers. But, you find a way to make those work with Drake May. Here's what you do. You're going to play Underdog tonight. Download the app. Use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go back. Well, before we go back to the picks. Oh, text friend 864 says, I've got the Pats D against the Jets tonight. Oh, man. Oh, congratulations on your fantasy win. You're going to have that thing sewn up by midnight. They're going to feast. They're going to absolutely feast in this game. All right, before we do that, I want to hit you with – this is not necessarily breaking news, but it's semi-breaking news. Mac Rhodes is taking a leave of absence from Baylor, which also is requiring him to step down from his role as the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee. This would be unprecedented. This is a guy stepping down as the chair of the committee after one ranking, but it's because he's taking a leave of absence from Baylor due to personal reasons. Baylor's associate athletic director for communications, Brett Ingram, told The Athletic that the university received allegations involving Rhodes on Monday. His leave does not involve a Title IX report, NCAA rule violations, or student welfare. I would be shocked that this is not related to the revelations that we got earlier this week that there was a sideline incident alleged back in September where Rhodes made a comment, like advanced on and made a comment to a player about the undershirt that the player was wearing that actually he was wearing for like medical reasons. Like he was trying to, it was like a special kind of material, a special kind of shirt, something like that. And apparently Rhodes didn't like it. So he goes up to him. He has an altercation with a player. An assistant coach got involved. But Ingram said Rhodes' leave is unrelated to that incident and doesn't involve the football program. So I'm thinking, okay, it's that incident. That's why he's doing it. But it's not related to that. It's not related to Title IX. It's not related to NCAA rules, and it's not related to student welfare, but it is related to allegations involving Rhodes that the university received on Monday. So I'll let you use a process of elimination to figure out what could possibly be involved in that. There are about three different lanes it could go, and none of them are particularly good. So that is really interesting. Very, very interesting. And disruptive. I mean, they're already making plans to fill his spot on the committee. And Baylor's actually going to have co-ADs. They're going to have co-ADs for a few weeks while he goes through this, or forever. I mean, we don't know. Personal leave involving some sort of, some sort of allegation here. But that is certainly a piece of news worth monitoring because that feels like something's coming out on that. There's definitely more information than we've got right now. Texter asks, does it involve motorcycles and neck braces? You know, it could be. It's not a Title IX, but could be female-related. You're thinking it's going to be female-related or it's going to be money-related, And again, neither one of those things are of the positive variety. So just let that sit for a second. I want to tell you about Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Beautiful spot for Ingles. You know, I've got Ingles gas in my car, and it runs like a deer, so they say. Purrs like a kitten. This is a great gas to put in your car, great savings all over the place. And the local Carolina produce, you love that as well. At Ingles, low prices, love the savings. All right, final half of the Pick'em, Mike Vaughn. We are the same on all five of these games. Again, because you're leading the contest, people want to know why you picked it. They don't care why I picked it, because I'm not leading, but you're in the lead. So tell me why you like USC -6.5 against Iowa this weekend.
I think this might be the Lincoln Riley farewell tour. So, you know, I got to pick USC every now and then.
All right, very good. I'm going USC for this reason. I don't see a lot of difference. And, in fact, I looked up some numbers. I was like, am I missing this? I want to make sure if I'm going to come out and say this, that I'm not missing it. I think Iowa and Michigan are the same. And you might be like, well, Quag, Michigan's not playing. Well, USC, if you look at what they've done this year, back on October the 11th, they hosted Michigan, and they beat Michigan 31-13. Iowa and Michigan statistically are very similar offense and defense. Michigan's got better quarterback play than Iowa. Both teams want to line up and run the ball. USC forced some turnovers against Michigan. I know they got the young quarterback, but I think they could do the same to Iowa. So I'm taking the Trojans. I'm laying them. In fact, that's another Reggie hit because that's going in the dock, baby. $25 on that. That's a pick.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
All right, Texas-Georgia here. We both have the dogs, Mike. Why do you like Georgia?
I've picked the dogs all season. I can't stop now.
Georgia somehow, despite only gaining 5 yards, I think, combined in the two games, beat Texas twice last year. I just don't know how Texas wins the game. I don't. I don't think this is a vintage Georgia team, but I think they're getting better and better. And on their worst day, this Georgia team knows how to win. Texas on the road has taken two of the three worst teams in the SEC to overtime and beating them. You play like that, you ain't getting out of Athens losing by less than 17. So I'm laying them 6.5 with Georgia. NC State, Miami. You like Miami? Oh, by the way, in these games, 6-6 split in our contest, Iowa-USC, 7-5 in favor of Georgia, 7-5 in favor of Miami, including both of us. Why did you pick the Canes -14.5 against NC State, Mike?
Qualk, this all comes down. There's a few picks that I make for emotional reasons. This is one of them. It's for my disdain for Mr. Doran. I've got to go with the Canes here.
NC State Miami over 55 is a play. I think Miami can score 40-plus, but I think NC State can score two. I don't know that Miami is going to take NC State all that seriously. They haven't taken their last couple opponents all that seriously, and or like the weaker opponents, but those teams have had horrible offenses. NC State has a very good offense, so I would say this is like Miami by 17, I think would be my pick, like 41-24, something like that. But really, I just like a bunch of points here. South Carolina, Texas A&M. Texas A&M -18.5. We both have the Aggies laying a big number. Your thoughts on it, Mike?
Qualk, I know you have the numbers for how many times Texas A&M has covered this season. Do you have them top of mind?
Top of mind, no, but give me like 20 seconds and I'll have them for you.
Because I think that is the story here. They've done very well. I've picked them several times along the way. And, you know, sometimes we need to expect that Beamer's going to have an upset somewhere, but I just don't think it's going to be this week.
They can win offense. They can win defense. I think Texas A&M can win special teams in this game. Texas A&M just 5-4 against the spread, by the way. It's a little worse than I would have thought. But they're going to win by 3 touchdowns, I think, against South Carolina. And then Clemson-Louisville. I'm not going to spoil it. I've got Clemson in the contest. Why do you have the Tigers?
Because I always pick the Tigers, and I talked to Walt about that last week, and it has been pretty good the last couple of picks. Not earlier in the season, but I'm always going to pick the Tigers.
I've got Clemson, but will I pick Clemson straight up? You'll have to come back for the Tiger pregame show tomorrow to find that out. So, little teaser. I want to make sure people listen to the full show. Hey, I want to thank everybody for a great show here at A&PM Farms. This is a great spot. If you're in Fountain Inn or the surrounding area, we talked about. This is a grocery store, specialty items, butcher shop. The butcher shop, they are chock full of meat cuts, their pork and your chicken and your beef. Very clean, like clean products on the shelves, like organic products all over the shelves, in the refrigerators as well. Just a great, great spot, great community center here in Fountain Inn. Clemson, Georgetown, I may have some thoughts on that as well. We sort of ran out of time to get to it, but I do have some thoughts on that matchup since we're going to be off tomorrow. Maybe I'll throw some stuff on Twitter about that tomorrow morning or so. Hey, it's going to be a great rest of the day. Clemson women's basketball, 6:45. Faxon and I will have Clemson American. Walt Deptula and Road Rage up next. God bless. We'll see you at 6:45.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best.